This is Hot Takes with Nick and Justin. I don't know the last time we were on here.
I think we were on last week.
Yeah, but we said we were going to do another one later in the week, but I wasn't here, and then senior skip day was yesterday, so just a lot went on.
Yeah. Phillies played.
Phillies did play.
They swept the Nats.
Which they should have.
Yeah. Who pitched game one in that series? I forget. I think it was
Sanchez, but I thought it was.
I think the real person was Cody Clemens.
It was Wheeler.
Oh, Wheeler? Oh, yeah, because he went seven, I think, and gave up two. And then the next game was Sanchez. Yeah, Sanchez, then Nola. Game one, Phillies are just on a roll. I mean, every statistical, category they're in, they're top five in. It's just fun to watch, you know. It's beautiful. But I feel like a game two, though. Cody Clemens. I mean, if you could name anything about this one team this year, I think it's the depth that have just been carried, has helped the team so much.
Mm-hmm.
I think without Sosa, Clemens, and the other pieces, and Taiwan pitching well, some of these other guys, I don't think they're leading the division without the depth players this year. That's how I feel, how important they've been all year.
Yeah, Clemens is probably a starter on majority of their teams just because of how he's been playing. He's been playing really good.
His bat is on fire.
Yeah, I didn't really watch the series, to be honest. I haven't really been watching Phillies just because I've been watching basketball.
Yeah.
Mostly.
It's tough because they start at the same time.
Yeah, and then the early games of the Phillies kind of annoy me.
I hate early games. So, I'll be honest, I hate them.
But I think we should get into basketball because I think that's the big topic right now. Timberwolves Nuggets. I watched that game last night.
Oh, I watched that.
Unbelievable.
I think it was 2 nights ago. It was Sunday.
Was it Sunday?
Yeah, because yesterday it was just hockey.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, that game was unbelievable. I watched it.
Yeah, it was a great game.
I thought the Timberwolves were out.
Oh, I think everybody did. They were down 20 in the third quarter.
Yeah.
Anthony didn't. Ant Edwards didn't have his best game.
Cat had a really good game.
Dude, their depth. Their Cat and Nas Reed in that last quarter was just dunking the ball every single time he got.
I've been saying it. I want the Timberwolves to win it all so bad.
Yeah.
I want them so bad to just win it all.
I think the Celtics don't win it. I want the Timberwolves to win it. Cause it's just a franchise that hasn't had much success. I think this is the second time ever being the Western Conference Finals. But just the players they have. Jaden McDaniels has become I think a lot of people knew he was a great defender. I didn't realize he was this good at scoring the basketball as he's done this playoffs. I mean, Nikola Alexander Walker shoots the ball well. I mean, they just got a lot of great depth pieces. I mean, when Rudy Gobert hit the fadeaway shot.
Nasty.
That you kind of knew the game was over if Rudy Gobert's hitting that. Yeah, it looked like Dirk Nowitzki. But I think the real story with the Nuggets on that game is just no one stepped up for Jokic and Jamal Murray.
See, I kind of disagree, to be honest.
I will say Murray did not have a great second half.
Everyone's saying that. Murray was on fire in the first half. Second half came around, he was just
I think he had 10 points. Jokic was unbelievable, though. Except he did not shoot the three ball well. I think
that's what I'm about to get at.
Oh, yeah.
People are saying that players didn't back up Jokic and Murray. Honestly, yes, they didn't. They could have won the game, though. Jokic missed so many threes. I think he took 10 threes.
I think it was 2 for 8, I think, something like that.
It was a lot. He kept missing. Everyone raves about Jokic being amazing. The foul calls the Nuggets were getting were making me really mad.
Yeah.
The one that fouled Rudy Gobert out on Jokic.
I don't think I saw that one.
It was such a bad foul. I think it was hold on. Rudy Gobert.
But it just Aaron Gordon had 4 points. I think Michael Porter Jr. had 7. I do get at the star players. Jokic hit some threes in the fourth. He made some plays, but I just think when it had to be done in the apples No. When it hit the ceiling, that the star player on the Timberwolves made shots and the team made plays, and that's how the Timberwolves moved on. That's how I feel, what happened.
Yeah, I think it was a just...
And you can't go... I think they went 5 minutes without scoring a point.
Yeah, the Timberwolves went on a crazy run to just get behind six, and then just from there it was just... It wasn't even a comeback at that point. It was just staying in the game.
Like, their offense might not be the prettiest, but, man, they love playing defense. How do you feel about Ant waving to the crowd?
I loved it.
I loved it, too.
I don't understand why Jokic is getting salty over that. Everybody does it.
Dude, if Jaden...
That's just how it is. If you're going to get salty over somebody waving to your fans, win the game.
If Jaden McDaniels hit that dunk that he did, that he tried to do...
At the end.
That would be the nastiest, like... Most disrespectful dunk I've seen.
I'm trying to find the Gobert foul.
Did you watch any of the Pacers game though? The Pacers Knicks? Catch any of that game seven?
No, I don't care for that series.
Oh jeez.
I'm just being honest. The Pacers are boring to watch, in my opinion, and the Knicks. I don't like the Knicks.
Well, I watch it all because I'm a little basketball. I mean the Pacers. I think the Pacers had like a record. I like the best field goal percentage ever. Then they shot 67.1%. Like, I will say, I think it's going to be a tough series for the Celtics, though. I will say that. I think the depth on the Pacers is going to give the Celtics a trouble.
Yeah, there's the foul. I found it. It was horrendous call. Gobert didn't even touch him, like, at all. He did not touch Jokic at all. And he didn't even touch the ball, to be honest. And then it fouled him out. 2 minutes left, though, in the game. They were up by, like, 10. Yeah. So, but, yeah. Great game. I thought they were out. To be honest, I was really upset because the Thunder lost, and I wasn't happy about that.
Dude, I wanted Thunder game 7 Monday. Man, I would have killed for it. How do you feel about that? The Shai Gilgeous-Alexander call? Do you think it was the right call?
I don't even know. I heard about it. It was a game-changing call.
Yeah, PJ pumped. It was like with two seconds.
Oh, wasn't it like the 3 foul call or whatever? Yeah.
At the end of the game?
Yeah, I heard about that.
In the rule book, I think it is a foul because I think the guy said that he hit him only on before he released the ball. Even though he hit ball first, he didn't shoot the ball still. So, I mean, it is what it is. It's funny how Shai Gilgeous, even though I love his game, gets a lot of foul calls on their season ending with him fouling someone. Mm-hmm. But it's who do you think takes that series? Mavs, Timberwolves?
I hope the Timberwolves. I think they can keep it up at least. I think they're in the zone now after facing Denver. I think Mavericks are a significantly worse team than Denver.
Yeah.
Knock on wood. They could come out of nowhere. Don't get me wrong. Luka could go crazy.
I think the supporting cast will play better there for Dallas.
It could be a really good series, or the Mavs could sweep them.
Yeah.
For all I know, out of nowhere, Luka could drop 60. That's just how it is. The Mavs did not have the best series last series as much as they won, in my opinion. And I just think they're a worse team than the Nuggets. So I think it's very obtainable to win the series for the Timberwolves.
How many games do you think it goes?
I think either 6 or 7.
I think it goes Timberwolves in 6. I just believe in the defense more than the Dallas offense.
Yeah.
Like I think that the Timberwolves defense will keep them in long enough. But I will say they are playing better guards than they played against the Nuggets. Like, Jamal Murray is great and all, but Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic compared to KCP and Jamal Murray.
See, I disagree.
Disagree. All right.
I think Luka, we know how his defense is.
Yeah, he can be very questionable.
Yeah. Kyrie, we know how his defense is. Okay. I think Anthony Edwards is going to have a series of I think he's going to have a field day. Who's going to guard him? Luka can't.
I think it's going to be Derrick Jones Jr.
I just think Minnesota's team is so strong. Like, they're kind of reminding me of the Nationals World Series. Like, they got all these guys that came out of nowhere. McDaniel showed up crazy last game.
Yeah.
23 points. Like, I think Ant is going to have a great series. But Luka, he's not going to be able to guard him. Kyrie's not going to be able to guard him. It's probably going to be Jones.
Yeah.
But
But I will say that there's going to be a lot of star power in that series, though.
Mm-hmm.
Even though people discount Cole Anthony Towns is still a very good player.
Yeah, I don't know why that happened.
I don't know.
I've always thought he was an elite player.
A lot of people think that like you can't win him with him. I mean, the way he's been playing, the way him with Ant, it's just a match made in heaven.
Yeah.
I feel really good for Cole Anthony. He's been there for his whole career. Since 9 years. Yeah, since 2015. Had to be in the first
overall pick. I think that's the reason why people hate on him is because he's been there for 9 years. And
he's the first overall pick.
And he didn't really hit. They haven't really made any progress.
So. Yeah. And Celtics Pacers, I think Celtics taking in six.
I want the Celtics to win so bad. I don't like the Pacers. I think they're boring to watch.
Why do you think they're boring? They're a very fast team.
I don't know. I just think they're boring. I don't know. I just feel like their team is not. It's not that it's mid. It's just like there's so many better teams I would rather watch than the Pacers. I would rather watch the Knicks over them. I would rather watch the Celtics over them.
I think with a healthy Knicks, maybe, yeah. But the Knicks hurt all the way.
Yeah, that was.
It was tough. OG and Amy was out for like 5 minutes, and they just.
Yeah.
Dante DiVincenzo, though. Man, is that guy dog.
Yeah, and then Brunson obviously getting hurt.
I will say, I loved watching Tyrese Haliburton just talk trash the Madison Square Garden, though. That was fun to watch when he was just talking his ish. But, can we go to baseball real quick? Did you see the Ron Washington comment that he made to Luis Guillorme about him bunting the ball?
I don't think so.
So I think Luis Guillorme missed the bunt. The runner runs home, and he gets out. And I spell Guillorme.
So he missed the bunt call.
Yeah, Luis Guillorme.
Even listening to any more context, guy should be benched. That's just how it should be. But
how do you spell Washington? I'm not struggling right now. All right, New York Times. That's on The Athletic. Never mind. But I'm pretty sure he made a comment about Luis. It was some kind about him not doing his job. Luis Guillorme.
Wait, I think I heard about this.
Yeah.
And he like shouldn't have said it or something.
Yeah, people felt like he can't be saying that.
Yeah.
How do you spell Luis Guillorme?
Yeah, I think I heard about it.
He said he didn't do his job. That's what Ron Washington said about, I think, third utility guy, Luis Guillorme.
Mm.
Which, missed the bunt, guy runs home, gets out. Yeah. And plus, with the Angels, too, they need to start winning. Man, I'm sick and tired of watching them just lose.
I'm not sick and tired of it.
Joe Adell, though.
Out of nowhere.
Having a great year.
Yeah.
He's looking like the Joe Adell people thought like when he first came up. But yeah, they need to make moves. I think Tyler Anderson, they need to trade at the trade deadline.
Yeah.
He's having a great year.
He's having a great year, and he has great trade value. So.
Yeah. I mean, Taylor Ward, probably the best time to trade him. I think he's like 10 homers, playing probably his best baseball. But it's not like – I like some of the young players, though, like Ohapi, and their first baseman Nolan – I don't want to say his last name. But Zach Neto, Joe Adell, I do like those players. But, I mean, they need pitching.
Yeah.
They need pitching.
Do
you think the Astros will turn around?
Probably.
I was looking at the stats, though. Like, they're top five in basically every hitting category. Their pitching, though, has been horrendous.
Yeah, I don't know why. I feel like I would have thought the opposite. To be honest,
I think it's because they've been injured. I think so.
So I don't know. Blanco's been good though.
Yeah.
So that's like a.
Do you think they trade Verlander?
I don't know. I don't think. What are you really gonna get out of him now?
Yeah.
So I don't. If I'm looking at it, I don't really see a point in trading him at this point. You've already won your World Series titles. I understand the grit to go and win more.
The grit.
But. I don't see the purpose in trading him. I say he definitely wants to retire there.
Yeah.
Houston fans probably want to retire there. And I don't think there's much value you're going to get out of him. So.
See, Alex Manoah had a good start.
Did he really?
Yeah, it's 7 innings. No, I think he had 7 innings.
Was it in T-ball?
No. He went 7 innings, 1-hit ball. He's having a 3.3 ERA, 3 games pitched. And maybe he's coming back.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe Alex. Dude, he was so nat. How many innings have he pitched? He's pitched 18.
Hey. It's not
bad.
For three games?
Yeah. It's like 6 innings a game.
Yeah, that's not bad. His first game, though, was horrendous. That game was very bad.
What are, like, pitchers that had, like, 1 year, like, great years, and they just fell off the map? That's what I think about sometimes.
Robbie Ray.
Dude, I was thinking about that. Because I remember when he signed with Seattle.
Well, I think he had 2 good years.
Yeah.
I don't think he had.
But he won the Cy Young year, though.
Yeah, and then he went to the Mariners and...
He got hurt.
Yeah. Kevin Gausman, he was, like...
He's been... I've been looking at the... So, I was looking at the, like, advanced numbers. And, like, every advanced number has, like, the... just the Rays pitch... Not the Rays. The Blue Jays pitching just get absolutely smacked.
Yeah.
They have not been good at all. Except for, like, Berríos and Kikuchi.
Yeah.
Chris Bassett's been terrible. Gausman's been bad.
Gausman is, like, he was so good.
For, like, past couple years.
Yeah, and then it just... I don't know.
Blue
Jays are a very weird team. I don't know what that was. Blue Jays, I kind of feel like they're not in like a kind of a Sixer spot. But what I was saying earlier, in another podcast was when you're in that kind of place, it's harder to recover and make it to a World Series because they're not like for the Sixers, they're so close yet so far.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to make it there when you don't. It's easier to make it to the big stage when you're really bad because you know what you need.
Yeah.
With the Blue Jays, they don't really know. They've tried.
Yeah, they have.
They've brought on these good guys like
Chapman.
They brought in all these good pitchers, like Gausman. They brought in Hyunjin Ryu from the Dodgers like a few years ago.
I forgot about that.
Like he was so good on the Dodgers. They brought him in.
He was good for the right Blue Jays too.
He was just like. They're doing all the right things. It's just not.
I just don't
think
their hitters aren't like.
Yeah.
If you look at this team a couple years ago, like with Marcus Semien on them, you're like, man, this team's gonna be absolutely filthy.
Bobichette has not been good.
Is Vlad hitting for power?
I don't know.
But it's like you look at that team, it's like they should be one of the best teams in the league. If you look at the roster and how like the talent on the roster, like you look at Bobichette. I don't know what's happened with Alejandro Kirk.
Yeah.
Past couple years, I don't know what's going on with him. He's been terrible. But, like, Vlad, Dolan Varsho, like, George Springer they bring in a couple years ago. Like, they bring these guys, and it's just, like, it just doesn't work out.
Yeah, like, it should work. It just doesn't. I don't know why. George Springer, that was, like, one of the best pickups they've had.
Oh, yeah. Fred the Gecko, he was great.
It was just didn't work out. So, I don't know.
Like, Berríos has worked out. Kikuchi has worked out this year.
Yeah.
Gausman's been terrible. Bassett's been even worse. I think Bassett's basically unplayable. But, like, even though, like, Jordan Romano has been bad, like, he's blown. I don't know if they show blown saves. But, like, he's, like, it's just, they've just been bad. Like,
I feel like there's a lot of teams like them, though, that are.
Because remember the shortened season, they made the playoffs that year, and, like, they're going to build off it.
And then they didn't make it far.
No, and they got swept by the Rays.
Yeah.
But then they get Semien, and Semien has, like, a career year.
Mm-hmm.
And they get to the playoffs. When they choked that series against the Mariners, they were up, like, 7 runs, I think it was.
Yeah.
They've never been the same since that game. It's bad.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, I feel like with the Angels also, like, it's easy to tell what they need. It's just they're not getting the things they need, and they're not going out and working towards getting all these guys that are in free agency, and they don't really care. That's on them. They're just never going to win a World Series if they don't try.
Like, the Blue Jays do try. That's the weird thing.
But the thing is, with the Blue Jays trying all this, I think it's eventually going to work out. I think.
Yeah.
I think they're eventually going to. It's going to work out, and they're going to make it far. But if the Angels just don't try during free agency and don't try to go out and get these guys with trades and stuff. They're not. There's no World Series in foreseeable future.
When's the last time the Angels went out and signed the big market pitcher? Because they did it with Rendon. They did it. Rendon was a hitter, and that.
Yeah, they always sign hitters and then forget about pitching.
Right.
It's probably the biggest name they signed in pitching was Tyler Anderson recently, because he had a crazy year with the Dodgers.
Yeah.
That's probably their...
I mean, send no center guard, I remember that.
But still, like one pitcher's not going to win you a chip.
You need five. You need five starters.
Like the Phillies.
Dude, I love the Phillies. Yeah. Man, Rangers tonight?
I hope he keeps it up, and I think he will.
I think they go 2 out of 3 that series.
I just want, like, honestly, at this point, I think everyone knows now that a lot of people are saying that the Phillies aren't facing good teams. I want them to go to, like, I want them to have, like, a 10-game series against the Dodgers just to prove everyone wrong.
Because I think like they could 6-4.
Yeah, I think they could win a series against the Dodgers.
Oh yeah.
Like, I just want them to prove everyone wrong. They got the Rangers coming up, so.
Yeah, and I want to make a stand. I think Alec Boehm is starting at third base in the All-Star game. If he's not,
who else would it be?
The team, like, they're the best team in the league. Usually, in the best team in the league, you get a lot of All-Stars. All right, and Alec Boehm, the way he's been playing, he's been posting on all social media. Mm-hmm. Austin Riley's been, I don't even know who he's been. The Braves have been
bad.
Matt Olson is not the same right now. I think he's batting 220-something with 5 home runs.
I saw a few days ago he was batting like almost, I think he was in the 190s.
Acuna has...
We all know how he's been.
He's dropping ball.
We're back. I accidentally paused it. With Acuna, like you were saying, he has not been the same. Stolen bases have not been the same. He's been getting caught stealing.
You're talking about stolen bases, Elly De La Cruz.
Unbelievable. He's on pace to get 100 this year.
Yeah.
So, I think he could get it, to be honest.
I do, too.
Like, I really think so.
I do, too.
Everyone could doubt him, but I really do think he is the highest chance in a while to get 100.
Yeah.
And...
Because it's not like some players who just steal second, that's it. He's still second, third, and maybe home.
Yeah. Like... I'm confident he could get it if he keeps it up.
But yeah, the best hitter, they have two hitters over an 800 OPS on the Braves. It's Marcell Ozuna and Travis d'Arnaud. That's it. Ozuna's got the most at 14. Olsen has 6. 5 for d'Arnaud. But like Acuna's got 3. Jao Kelnick, who was really good to start the year, has just not been the same. And, like, their pitching has been hurt, too.
Yeah.
Bryce Elder has been awful this year.
But, like, this is what I'm worried about is if the Phillies don't keep it up, they're in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Because with how look how bad the Braves are doing, and they're still only 5 games back.
Yeah.
It's when they're going to heat up, which they will, it's going to be bad.
Like,
the Phillies got to keep up.
Their bullpen has been good. Chris Sale has been a godsend for them.
Yeah.
Like, he should be an All-Star this year. The way he's pitching. Max Fried's been good. Ronaldo Lopez has been very good for them.
And I have that feeling where, for some reason, I just feel like Chris Sale is not going to get injured.
I don't know. Doesn't it feel like that? He's just...
I feel like he's not going to get injured this year. I feel like he's actually going to make it through a full season.
He could be up for Cy Young, too, the way he's pitching.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great players. If not him, is like Glasnow the best free agent acquisition this offseason? In trade? In the NL.
Probably, but I don't think it's, like, a surprising thing. I think everyone wants... Once we saw that Glasnow was going to the Dodgers...
Yeah.
We all knew it was going to be trouble. We saw what Glasnow could do, and it's not really surprising.
I think Chris Sale might be, like, the best trade acquisition, though, this whole season.
Yeah.
Just, like, he's been unbelievable, man.
He's looking like old Chris Sale.
Like, I thought he was going to be, like, good, like, a 3-point, like, 5.
Yeah.
I think he's at 2.22.
Yeah. But.
But, the Phillies, you know. How many All-Stars do you think the Phillies will get? Best team in the league, well, record-wise.
Counting pitching, let me count. I'm going to say 7.
7?
7-8. I think Hoffman, Wheeler, Ranger, Nola.
You think Noah makes it?
Now that I think about it, I don't know. I think he's the outlier. I think it's either he is in or not.
Yeah.
Harper's a lock.
I've been thinking Harper, too.
Harper's a lock. Boehm's a lock.
Boehm.
You'd be surprised. Yeah. People will not vote Boehm.
It should be Boehm, though.
Should be Boehm. I think Stott will make it, hopefully. Yeah. And I think that's...
Yeah.
I don't think JT will make it.
No.
Maybe. And then if Trey comes back and goes crazy.
Yeah, I don't think Trey just... If he was healthy, 100%.
Yeah.
Lock him there.
I think even then, he still could just because of fan voting. Yeah. I feel like everyone's going to vote him in.
But yeah, like
actually no, because Mookie's going to be the starting for.
Oh yeah.
So.
Do they have the best top five hitters in the league? Like just by lineup, the best five.
Who, Phillies?
No, Dodgers. Yeah.
Probably. Like, I mean, it's disgusting.
I mean, the top four is disgusting, but then you also had Teoscar Hernandez,
who's been
unbelievable,
really good.
I mean, like yesterday, went Freddie Freeman and Will Smith went back to back, and it looked like nothing.
Yeah, they're dangerous. I think if they don't, if the Dodgers don't win this year, it's a problem.
Oh yeah.
I think if I were the owner of the Dodgers and they didn't win this year, I would immediately fire Dave Roberts. I don't know if it's his fault, but once you're having that like trend of you keep losing and it's not the players, like you got the guys,
yeah.
It's just got to be a manager. What else could it be?
How's James Outman been? I know he got sent down.
He got sent down, and then he's been terrible. Vargas has come back. So,
I know. Is it Pages or Pahe? How do you say his last name?
Andy Pahes.
Pahes.
I think
he's been good. But yeah, it's just they just have a well like Yamamoto.
Yamamoto. He's been good.
Glasnow's been great. Even James Paxton has been good. Like,
it's very.
And they don't even have Clayton Kershaw back, which. How good will Clayton Kershaw be?
I think he'll just be Clayton Kershaw. He won't be great. He won't be bad.
He'll be good.
He'll just be good.
Yeah.
He'll just be Clayton Kershaw. I think he'll throw up a solid 3.5.
What do you think Rocco Buehler ends up in the rotation, though? Because do you think he replaces Paxton?
Probably. Paxton can probably go to the bullpen. I think he's gone to the bullpen before, too.
Yeah.
I don't know where or when, but I'm pretty sure he went to the bullpen.
And then when Kershaw comes back, is he going to replace Gavin Stone? Or Landon Knack. That's the other guy they have in the rotation.
Probably him. I don't know who that is, so.
He pitched 20 innings this year. 2.61. He's on the 40-man right now. But, like, Evan Phillips, their closer's not even pitching. He's a 0.66 ERA. I mean, like, it's unfair how much money they just spend.
I wish the Angels would do that.
I do too.
The Angels don't, like, again, they don't try. They don't go out and get these guys. They did it with Rendon. It didn't work out. Not everything works out. We've seen it with so many teams where something should work out.
And the Phillies might be, like, a little exception, though. Then the Dodgers, like, every signing they make, it feels like it works out.
Yeah. Okay. Don't say that.
Well, not like Bryce, JT. Kyle, Trey, Nick, though, has been, like, up and down.
Yeah.
But, like, the bullpen ones, yes.
Well, I think they get the guys that just fit Philly.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
about. Nick fits Philly. Harper.
Fits Philly.
I think that's the best team he could have gone to.
Schwarber fits Philly.
Like, I think all these guys are, like, destined to be good in Philly. We've seen many people that haven't turned out well in Philly. Lorenzen, he had that no-hitter.
Yeah.
But look what happened after.
Taiwan's been up and down. Taiwan's been mostly, like, he's been, like.
He's been decent.
Yeah, he's been.
I don't think
this contract that he should be that he's making is below average. But like, I think the only exception, like, that was a risk one was probably Zach Wheeler, and that's worked out beautifully. Like, that's what happened. We have a smart guy that runs the operation too, like in Dave Dombrowski.
And I think Rob Thompson helps out a lot too, even though.
Oh yeah.
Even though we hate him for what the stuff he does whenever there's a lefty in. He's still significantly better than Joe Girardi and Gabe Kapler, so.
Yeah. And I was listening to someone, like, because Dave Dombrowski usually trades a lot of his prospects. He hasn't done it yet in Philly. Like, do you think there is a big trade that might happen this trade deadline? Because usually Dombrowski is known for making big trades.
I don't know, to be honest. I think
they need bullpen help. That's the only problem.
I don't really see it just because of all the pitching that's doing well in the minors and what they've shown they can do. Like with Mick Abel.
Yeah.
We all know he's going to be good.
I don't think.
Andrew Painter. You should not give up Painter or Abel, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Maybe they will. I hope they don't do it for a hitter. If they do it for a hitter, I'll be upset.
Yeah. I think bullpen is the one system they need.
If they trade Painter or Abel, I want it to be somebody asking for the trade. I don't want him to be going out and asking to trade them.
Yeah.
I want somebody going into the Phillies management asking, hey, can I get these guys for so-and-so?
Yeah.
So I think if somebody's coming in and asking, they're going to be overpaying, and I would way rather that than them going out and asking to trade him.
Can we trade Andrew Payne for like Chris Hodger?
Yeah, like that. I feel like that's something they would do. Yeah. Well, maybe not. I don't know.
I don't think Dave.
Yeah, but
I mean, like it's been so fun to like just to cover, just like be like follow the team.
And it's not even like the Phillies are. Honestly, I like seeing the Phillies win like this instead of winning by 10 because then it gives you assurance that maybe, for all we know, maybe this is the Philly slump. This could be, like, the worst of them.
I know, because they haven't been really hitting the ball that well, except for last game.
Like, they're just, that's what I was telling my brother about it, they're just winning. Like, they're not blowing, they're not blowing them out, they're not, like, they've hit, whenever the time comes for a bottom of the 10th walk-off, they'll do it.
Oh, yeah.
So, like,
I love Cody Clemens, man.
Yeah, I think
I did see a stat about Gregory Shaw though that I think since he's been here, that he's allowed like some amount, a lot of appearances without giving up a run, or an inherited run, but it was something wild.
Yeah, Sir Anthony I think got a save or not a save, but a
he's been pitching well though. I will say that I think he had, let me pull it up. Sir Anthony Dominguez. I think he has.
I don't want like Rob Thompson to look at this and be like, "Oh yeah, he's good again."
Yeah, I think he's had four of the last five outings without giving up a run. That is better than what he was.
That's like what he should be doing.
So. Yeah, his ERA is still bad though, 6.75.
Yeah. Other than that though, like, I hope they stay like this.
Oh yeah, I think every fan.
I think they're gonna get into a slump. I think that happens with everybody. But then again, like I'm watching them, I feel like it's not close.
They're like a well-oiled machine. Like every part of the fast, except for bullpen a little bit.
Yeah.
It's like it's just going. It's not like they have too much like. The lineup's not heavily dependent on all the stars.
Exactly, that's what I mean.
Their starting pitching's not heavily based on two guys. It's the whole unit. And
that's why I'm happy they're not scoring 10 runs a game, because then if they were doing that, it'd be a very high expectation, like, and then they would probably get into a slump.
Like, who would have thought Edmundo Sosa and Cody Clemens would be, like, the two saviors of the team? And Christian Pache playing defense. Like, who thought, like, these depth guys would be this important?
Talk about defense. Rojas made some questionable plays.
Oh, yeah. What's the usual pad? Was that... I think that was a Mets series.
I remember watching it, but it was bad.
He made like a diving play and he dropped it.
Well, that one.
And he dropped an easy one.
That's what I was going to get to, is like the routine flyout, that was bad. Even the diving catch, in my opinion, was bad. That was routine for Rojas. It's been like recent, too.
Yeah, it has.
It's been his fielding's been very iffy.
You know, Rojas dropped the ball so Acuña could also drop the ball. That's in my mind. You know,
yeah.
He did it so he could run. Yeah, that's how I look at it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I like how they're not giving up on, like, they're just, like, they're putting back out there. And, it's just, like, what else can you say but just positive words about them? Yeah, you can say the opponents they play. Like, if you look at the opponents they play and when they beat them, like, if they would have beat the Phillies.
Anybody that's hating on their opponents that they're playing, just don't watch the games.
And also, Braves fans that just hate that, just all the record. You guys, they've been terrible. The Braves, they've not been terrible. They're 8 games, but I mean, like, what? They've not been playing well, the Braves. Yeah. Like, they choked to 5. I think it was 5-0. They got beat down on Sunday night. It's glad to see the Braves lose games, though. Mm-hmm. You know, usually they're the ones talking all the ish.
Yeah.
Talking all the smack.
Yeah.
And it's just, this time, it's happening to them.
And it's been since the beginning of season, too, which is awesome. Yeah.
It does stink that they're not fully healthy, because you kind of wish that they were fully healthy, that like you could fight the face again, but it is what it is.
When's the next Braves series?
I'll check right now. I don't think it's this month. I don't think they play... I know they don't play Miami until, like, September. I know that. Which... Talking about Edwin Diaz. Did you see Edwin Diaz's point?
Stop doing that. He's, one, it's, looking dumb. Two, it's just not good to do. I've never understood why pitchers do that, unless it's like...
an actual fly ball.
Unless it's actually like... I feel like the only time... If I was pitching, the only time I would do that if it was like an infield fly.
Yeah.
I don't know why you do that.
So then the next Braves series is July 5th in Atlanta.
Edwin Diaz is like the Josh Donaldson. Like Josh Donaldson, how he used to always just bat flip and it wasn't even a home run.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
You got taken out of the closer spot, though.
Yeah. I.
Which probably should be. He's been blown saves.
If I was the manager, I would be upset.
I mean, dude, the guy did it. And it was dead yeah. center. Like
it was fuck. Dead center. Like
it was five because it was in the grass. Because like the yeah. I think it was like at least five something up.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't get why. Because like, and someone posted a picture of every single time he done it. The Bryce one when he did it with Bryce and Bryce smacked it off the yeah. Wall.
For now, hour. I think people are making it a bigger deal than it really is. To be yeah. honest. I think it's just like a routine thing that he does.
Yeah.
Now, I still think he's stupid for doing it, but then again, I don't think it's that big of a deal. All yeah. he's doing is just pointing up and saying, the ball is flying.
Yeah.
Try to catch it. So, I don't know. That's just my thoughts on it.
Yeah, and I think Francisco Lindor made his return to Cleveland yesterday, though, which is probably they haven't played in Cleveland.
Yeah.
They lost, I think, 4-0.
He better have gotten a standing out.
He did.
Okay, good.
Pretty sure. Because, like... I mean, he means a lot to that franchise, just leading into a World Series. But, yeah, the Mets stink. Which, who could have thought that the yeah. Mets were not going to be... Like, you kind of knew going into the year it's not going to be their best year. Luis Severino has had a good year, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you should try to re-sign him or trade him. I think trade, because I don't know if he's going to keep it up.
Yeah.
But, like, you're just looking at their roster. Like, they don't...
As much as I hate the Mets, I think they're kind of similar to the Blue Jays. They sign these guys.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't turn out.
Except the Mets, they trade them away. The Blue Jays just kept them.
Yeah, like, they went for Lindor. It just didn't work out.
Lindor's been good. I don't think he's been...
I think...
He's had one good year, I think. Lindor.
I don't know. With his contract, I would hope he was having at least a good year.
2022-2023, he... played pretty good. It's just this year and this first year which was underperforming.
Yeah. They go out and get these guys like
Starling Marte.
Like they've yeah, Starling Marte
was good his first year there.
He was so good on the Athletics. Like he was unbelievable.
Dude, I forget. Oh my god.
And then he just
did he go to Athletics to Miami or was it Miami to Athletics?
I think it was Miami to Athletics and then it was
the yeah.
Because I remember yeah, I'm pretty
I sure. forget he was on Arizona. I always forget that.
I didn't even know that, so.
2020. But, yeah, like, his first year, he was an all-star in New York. And then ever since, he's just been just bad. J.D. Martinez, they got to trade J.D. Martinez. I don't want him run away.
I don't, where else is he going to go? I mean.
Somewhere better.
I think he's very valuable. I think he brings a lot to the table. I was talking to my brother again about this. I was saying, J.D. Martinez is always going to be J.D. Martinez. He's always going to do his part. I don't think he's ever going to, like, struggle.
Yeah.
He's kind of like a Nelson Cruz.
Which?
Just not on steroids. He's just a good hitter.
Yeah.
He's just going to do his part. He's a solid DH.
Jeff McNeil's been bad.
Thankfully. That's not I don't like him.
Brandon Nimmo's been good.
I don't like him either.
I don't. The running to first base, I hate it every time.
Like, I can't stand McNeil, Pete Alonso, and Nimmo.
Pete's been Pete. He's had 10 home runs. But they miss Francisco Alvarez, though.
Pete Alonso is literally just a worse version of John Carlos Stanton. Like, that's just how it is. The only reason why I think people credit Pete is because he actually plays in the field.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're a DH, you get a lot less credit.
Yeah.
Because you're not showing.
Except you like Bryce Harper that played DH.
Well, yeah, but he's not playing.
Yeah, I mean, like.
Like. Just because, like every inning you're not showing your skill. You're yeah. just showing it for half an inning, so.
Is Brett Beatty going to be good? He's been bad. And on the bat, though. Bat. Like I
think they got guys that are hopefully going to. I think Pete is at his
peak. His apex?
I think he's not
going to get. Flash, they should have traded him. Really awesome.
I don't think he's going to get any better or any worse for a little bit. I don't understand why. In the world that you're keeping him.
I feel like Pete Alonso is just Kyle Schwarber we played. Because he bats the same average.
Yeah, I think Kyle Schwarber's better.
I mean, like, if he just plays the field. Which we saw when Kyle played the field.
Yeah,
Kyle makes some plays, though. Hey, don't. He'll make a diving play.
No, he won't.
I remember the time he jumped up against the one, he called it, against the Burrow series.
Yeah,
Man, that was great.
I don't know. I think...
But yeah, I feel like they should have traded Pete last year, though.
I think they still can. I don't know why they won't. It's like they're holding on to him because they want him to have that first year he always did, like he had, the rookie year.
Well, he's been a consecutive, like, except for 1 year, like the COVID shortened year, he's been 30 home runs plus every year.
Yeah.
I think they want him to be, like, a lifelong Met.
Yeah, like, I think, I don't know. I think it's just another thing of they're hoping he has another rookie year season, but they just don't want to give him away. But
Phillies game prediction today?
I think the Phillies
John
win.
John Gray versus Rangers Warriors, by the way.
Yeah, I think the Phillies win. I think Ranger has a great outing. I think he goes, I'm going to say 6 2/3.
Yeah.
I think he has a great outing. Yeah. I think Stott is a big game.
I think it's going to be a pitching duel. John Gray and Ranger both go 6. I think they both go 6 1/3. Maybe John Gray goes a little more. Maybe John Gray goes 7.
But
I think Phillies pulled out 2-1, 3-2. Because the Rangers have not been good this year.
Oh, no.
I'm surprised the Diamondbacks have been worse.
You got Ranger going against Corey Seager, too. Lefty-lefty. Yeah. I think he's going to struggle. I'm going to say the Phillies win this game. I'm going to say 4-1.
All right.
I think they're going to... I just think they're going to win today. But that's just my thoughts. Yeah, running out of time, so...
How about the Phillies?
Yeah. Phillies are going insane. I think they're 34-14.
Yeah. Or 33-14. One of the two.
Yeah. But, yeah, this is Hot Takes with Nick and Justin. We'll be back next time.
Yeah.